If you watched the previous session, you've seen the quick breakdown of the 12 most vital nutrients for mental fitness. But while it's important from a scientific standpoint to highlight these nutrients, talking about vitamins and minerals doesn't do much to change people's diets in real terms. According to the CDC, deficiencies in nutrients like iron, vitamin A, and zinc remain a serious issue, with more than 2 billion people across the globe suffering from some sort of micronutrient deficiency. Telling people to improve their vitamin B12 status only goes so far, and often it tends to inspire people to hit the supplement aisle instead of eating a more balanced diet. That's not our goal here. Eating a brain-healthy diet requires you to think beyond just adding a superfood or two to your menu planning. To help the brain work its best, I've learned it's more valuable to think more broadly about your diet in terms of food categories and your overall dietary pattern. Let's revisit the Mediterranean way of eating, which is low in processed foods and high in fresh fruits and vegetables, seafood, nuts, olive oil, and some whole grains. This general dietary plan is not only good for your heart, but it's also good for your brain. Study after study showed this diet was instrumental in reducing the risk of heart attacks and stroke. And as the researchers delved deeper into the data, they also noticed eating the Mediterranean-style diet was linked to a decreased risk in the incidence of depression and dementia. And this makes sense because the body is a system where everything's connected. The brain does not exist in isolation. It just makes simple sense that eating more nutrient-dense foods from food categories that have the most of the 12 antidepressant nutrients is best for overall brain health. But too often when we discuss diet and nutrition, conversations turn to one superfood or another, or to a supposed end-all, be-all diet plan. In addition to the Mediterranean diet, for example, you've likely heard experts talk about the health properties of blueberries, green tea, matcha, spirulina. I'll admit, I'm guilty of this. Why? Because these are all great foods. They're all chock full of healthy nutrients that promote brain health and are a great addition to any diet. But eating to beat depression and anxiety requires you to think beyond just adding a superfood. Importantly, you need to pick foods you enjoy eating. The only component of a brain-healthy diet besides unprocessed foods, from my perspective, is a certain amount of joyfulness that should come along with whatever you select. After all, food is meant to be delicious and bring added pleasure to our lives. With that in mind, let's get into the major food categories that you can consume on a regular basis to best improve your mental health and optimize your mental fitness. Leafy greens. You saw this one coming, I imagine. Leafy green vegetables give you the most bang for your buck when you're talking about nutrient density, the nutrient to calorie ratio. Spinach, kale, watercress, arugula, collards, beet greens and chard, they're all great for getting your daily dose of vitamin C, getting lots of carotenoids that you use to make vitamin A, getting plenty of folate, a good dose of fiber, and thanks to the bright colors in the leaves, they're full of healthy phytonutrients too. Eating more greens means you're getting more hydration, satiation, and nutrient density, that is, valuable nutrients per calorie, in every meal. Rainbow fruits and vegetables are things that are, well, colorful. You may have heard nutrition experts, including me, use the phrase, eat the rainbow, which is a snappy way of saying pay attention to the color palette on your plate. Eating rainbow fruits and vegetables like tomatoes, avocados, bell peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, and berries is a great way to not only get important phytonutrients called flavonoids and carotenoids, but also fiber for the good bugs in your gut to thrive on. Flavonoids and flavanols are responsible for the bright colors in these foods, and you can get these health-promoting molecules in the plants you eat. Purple foods have anthocyanins. Orange gives you carotenoids. Reds signal lycopene. And all of them have powerful antioxidant and DNA signaling properties and can help keep pro-inflammatory molecules at bay. And in the process, help keep your brain in tip-top shape. Seafood can be a tough food category for many people, but even those who typically turn up their nose can find ways to successfully add seafood into their diets. It's the only food category where you can get those long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that your brain so desperately needs. Sardines, oysters, anchovies, mussels, and wild salmon are also chock full of B12, selenium, iodine, iron, zinc, and a complete protein. With so many seasonings, sauces, and methods to prepare seafood, there's bound to be an option that will work for almost everyone. For you, for your palate, and for your brain. I know maybe it sounds easy, you should eat more seafood, and I really understand how much of a journey that can be. I grew up in rural Midwest America, and there was not a lot of seafood on the menu. It's something that didn't smell good to me, something that I never really experienced or tasted. But as a young psychiatrist living in New York City, I realized I was there living on the ocean, and all this data started coming out about omega-3 fatty acids. That's when I changed my diet because I wanted to take better care of my brain and improve my mental fitness, and I knew I needed to understand more about how to incorporate seafood into my diet to get more of the long-chained omega-3 fatty acids that I knew I needed. I started with just a little whitefish baked in the oven, moved on to wild salmon, and today I eat every type of seafood, and you know what? I hope you can guess this. I really enjoy it. I think it's a part of our palates that a lot of us need to work on to develop, and I hope you hear my encouragement and take some inspiration from my success. You can love everything from raw oysters and mussels to clam chowder to delicious fish tacos to sushi. There are so many different ways to enjoy and experience seafood, and I hope you find the one that fits your brain just right. Now let's talk about nuts and seeds. From cashews to pumpkin seeds to lentils, nuts, seeds, and legumes are a top source of plant-based protein. They're also rich in fiber, zinc, iron, and other essential nutrients. They also are filled with phytonutrients. When working with patients, one of the first things I suggest is replacing their go-to current favorite snack food with some almonds, walnuts, and cashews. Just a handful can go such a long, long way. They're satiating, they're filling, and they're one of the few foods that's linked to protecting us from very low levels of BDNF. And don't forget beans. Throw a handful of black beans or red beans into your favorite soups or stews. Drop it into your favorite pasta. Beans are a great way to get lots of fiber, lots of magnesium, and to feed your microbiome. Let's highlight one of my favorites, which are pumpkin seeds. And the reason is that pumpkin seeds are a top source of tryptophan, the amino acid that your body uses to make serotonin. They're also a great source of magnesium and zinc, two nutrients we know are tied to increased production of BDNF. Pumpkin seeds can get tossed into your omelet, into a salad, or my favorite place to drop them in is my smoothie or my pesto. Meat is a tricky food category for many people, and I get that. Many people avoid it altogether for a number of reasons, and honestly, that's okay. It's still possible to nourish your brain without it. However, we do need to acknowledge that meat is a remarkable source of heme iron, a highly absorbable form of iron. It is a complete protein. It's a great source of vitamin B12, as well as other minerals like zinc. As such, I've come to believe the age-old debate about whether we should or shouldn't eat meat instead needs to evolve into a discussion of how we can eat meat in a way that is both healthy for our bodies and sustainable for the environment, how we can use meat to feed our brains. Many small farms now focus on soil health and raising animals on pasture and grass, not feedlots, a movement I support called regenerative agriculture. Finding your local farm and farmers is something I believe helps our mental health. It helps us be connected to our food supply, and it helps you connect to your community. Grass-fed beef has a third fewer calories than meat that comes from grain-fed cows. It also boasts a different fatty acid profile. Grass-fed beef has fewer omega-6 fatty acids, which are pro-inflammatory, and that makes sure that your omega-3 fats aren't out of balance, thereby keeping inflammation in check and promoting overall brain health. But what grass-fed beef lacks in calories, it makes up for in nutrients, because animals freely roam and eat natural vegetation. So you'll get more healthy fats, more vitamin E, and more carotenoids. Next, let's talk about the egg. The egg is an incredibly nutrient-dense food. A single egg contains only 70 calories, yet this incredibly affordable and simple food also boasts an ideal complete protein, B vitamins, both vitamin B12 and vitamin B9, and choline, a cousin to B vitamins that's been linked to lower rates of anxiety symptoms. Eggs are also very easy to prepare and to eat, whether you boil one for a high-protein afternoon snack or whip up a rainbow vegetable frittata for your breakfast. Eggs are an easy addition to your go-to meals. Fermented foods. As we discussed in the microbiome section, keeping a healthy population of diverse bacteria in your gut, known as the microbiome, depends on consuming more fermented foods. Some great sources of probiotic foods where you get those good bugs are kombucha, kefir and yogurt, sauerkraut and kimchi, and miso and natto. These are all sources of live probiotic bacteria that help promote a healthy and diverse microbiome. The last one, hands down, one of my favorites, dark chocolate. Not only is it delicious, but the flavanols contained within this treat, including ipecacuanha, a molecule shown to have wide-ranging cardiovascular benefits, are mighty good for your brain too. People who eat higher amounts of dark chocolate have a 70% reduced risk of clinically relevant depressive symptoms, according to a study of 13,626 adults. This benefit was not seen in those who consumed milk chocolate, which is lower in these flavanols and higher in sugar. Look for dark chocolate with two ingredients, cacao and sugar, and a cacao content of at least 70%. The higher the percentage of the cacao, the better it is for your brain. If people question your motives, you just let them know. This dark chocolate is doctor recommended. So there you have it. These are the food categories that have the highest nutrient density of the specific vitamins and minerals that can both prevent and better manage the symptoms associated with mental health disorders like depression and anxiety. That said, how you integrate these different categories into your diet is entirely up to you. Pick the foods that appeal most to you and eat them in the way that aligns with your tastes and your values. Considering these different categories and the foods you enjoy the most within each of them is the first step to tapping into a powerful new way to care for both your body and your brain. Eating to feed your mental health. Let's talk about some key takeaways from this module. To help your brain work its best, it's most valuable to think broadly about your diet in terms of food categories and your overall dietary pattern. Incredibly, more than 2 billion people across the globe suffer from some kind of micronutrient insufficiency or deficiency. In general, eating for mental health favors a diet that's low in processed foods and high in plants, fresh fruits and vegetables, seafood, nuts, olive oil, and some whole grains. More traditional diets, for example, the Mediterranean diet, have been shown time and time again in the research to reduce the risk of depression and anxiety. Let's talk about some key food categories to help you get there. Leafy green vegetables.
They give you the biggest bang for your buck in terms of overall nutrient density and contain essential brain nutrients like magnesium, folate, and vitamin C. Rainbow fruits and vegetables are rich in fiber and phytonutrients like flavonoids and carotenoids. Seafood is a top food category for brain health as the most concentrated source of the long-chain fatty acids, DHA and EPA, as well as ample B12 and a complete protein. Nuts and seeds are a great source of healthy monounsaturated fats, plant-based protein, fiber, and they're rich in zinc, iron, and other essential nutrients and minerals. Meat can be a great source of protein and nutrients like B12 and heme iron that are only found in animal products. If you choose to eat meat, it's important to source meat from local sustainable sources that favor regenerative agriculture. Eggs are an incredibly nutrient-dense food. One egg has only 70 calories, but is a rich source of choline, B12, and other important brain nutrients. Fermented foods help nourish your microbiome because they're a dense source of healthy live bacteria and have been shown in research to improve mental health and help modulate your immune status and inflammation. Dark chocolate is excellent for your brain and was shown to reduce the risk of depression by 70% in a recent study. Make sure to look for chocolate that's 80% cacao or more. Nutritional psychiatry focuses on eating joyfully, so how you integrate these foods is entirely up to you. Pick foods that appeal most to you and eat them in a way that aligns with your tastes and values focused on these food categories. Most importantly, eat to feed your mental health.